It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Ask just anybody operating a licensed trade company about the availability of skilled labor, and you're likely to see an eye roll. The shortage of labor is acute. Tom Martin discussed one approach to the problem with Todd Johnson, Executive Vice President of the Building Industry Association of Central Kentucky.
Todd, first, what is the status of trades jobs in Central Kentucky today?
I would say dire is a good word. We are desperately needing more folks in the skilled trades. After the downturn that we went through in the economy and the housing market, so many of our skilled trades workers left the industry and they didn't come back, which has left a huge void, not only here in Central Kentucky, but across the country.
Let's get into your program. Tell us what it is and who might be eligible, who might want to sign up for it.
The Building Institute of Central Kentucky is a trade school that we started back in 2014. It is an evening program. We have had very good success in our students getting jobs almost as soon as they enroll. We provide training in five different areas right now. The three licensed trades is plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, and we also have a program for carpentry and property maintenance. Right now, I'd say with our year one and year two students combined, we have about a 94% employment rate. We provide an accelerated path to licensure for our students in the licensed trades, which is a huge savings for them and a huge benefit and selling point for an employer. Right now, we have about an 85% passage rate on the state licensing exam from our students, and the average is about 50% on their first try. Those students who go back and set for the second setting are passing at 100%.
Are students working in these trades getting practical experience as they're attending class? And these are night classes, right?
Absolutely. It's an earn-as-you-learn program. 94% of our students are working in the daytime in the field that they are being trained on at night. So that is valuable not only for them to be able to make money, but it also helps them in their path to licensure as well. Whenever they come to our school at night, all of them are coming into the classroom from the job site. All of our instructors are coming in to teach at night from the job site. So you've got hands-on experience in our labs, and you've also got the practical and theory part going on in the classroom, helping them prepare for their exams.
And what's the tuition look like?
The tuition for our program is only $3,500 a year. It's a two-year program. Electrical is a four-year program because that's state mandated.
I see. Are you seeing young women beginning to step up to this program?
You know, not enough, but there's a huge demand for them in the skilled trades.
The jobs that are waiting out there for graduates of your program, do they pay well?
They do pay well. What we're very happy to see is most of our students are coming in from service jobs. Everything from working in fast food to working at the tire lube center, making minimum wage, and they're automatically getting about a $3 increase starting without any skills at all coming into the program, still learning what they're doing. Most of our students are starting somewhere between $10 and $12 an hour. Once they get their journeyman's license, they're going to be making a salary of somewhere between $45,000 and $48,000 a year, with many of them being able to earn up to $60,000 or $70,000 a year with the overtime that they get during the summer and harsh winter months.
Okay. When is the next opportunity to enroll and then to start learning?
Right now, we're going to be bringing in a class for January, which is not typical, but we have such a need built up for jobs, and we don't have enough students right now to fill the jobs. We're going to be enrolling for the January start, which will be the first week of January is when classes start. So if folks want to learn more about it, they can find more on our website at biacentralky.com or give Bruce Maybrier a call directly at 229-6641.
Todd Johnson is Executive Vice President of the Building Industry Association of Central Kentucky. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.